Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Trump appealed to National Rifle Association conventioners Friday with his decision to abandon U.S. participation in an international agreement to regulate the sale of conventional weapons. Before an enthusiastic crowd, the president signed a letter severing U.S. observance of the pact, threw the pen into the audience, and declared himself a gun rights champion. NPR's Shannon Van Sant has details.
The U.S. signed on to the agreement known as the ATT in 2013, but has not ratified the treaty. The agreement sets global standards for regulating transfers of conventional arms, from rifles to tanks and airplanes. Rachel Stoll, managing director of the Stimson Center, is an arms trade expert who helped draft the treaty.
It's a blow to all of the partners and allies that have stood alongside the United States in furthering the purpose of the treaty. And I think it's a blow to the international community that has been affected by the global arms trade.
Nearly 100 countries have ratified the ATT. Shannon Van Sant, NPR News, Washington.
The state of Texas has agreed to settle a federal lawsuit over its plan to purge tens of thousands of voters suspected of not having U.S. citizenship. Trey Shar reports from member station KUT in Austin.
The Texas Secretary of State's office is rescinding its advisory to counties to investigate a list of some 90,000 voters who had indicated they were not citizens when registering for state ID and driver licenses. It turned out many of them had become naturalized citizens in the years since. Grace Chemaine is president of the Texas League of Women Voters, a plaintiff in the case.
A lot of these people that were caught up into this voter purge were people that we had actually registered to vote. And we felt like it was unfair to them that their citizenship was being questioned with this voter purge.
Under the settlement, the state agrees to reimburse plaintiffs for nearly $500,000 in legal fees. The deal still needs the approval of a federal judge. For NPR News, I'm Trey Shar in Austin.
The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health is working to crack down on the spread of measles, ordering hundreds of people quarantined at Cal State University and UCLA. That means they should stay home and avoid contact with others. Dr. Barbara Ferrer directs the department.
Within a period of weeks, we could have around 600 people with measles here in LA County. That's why we're so serious about trying to make sure that people who have been in contact with someone who has measles and are not immunized or cannot prove that they're immune stay away from other people.
The health department says the number of confirmed cases among LA County residents is 5. This is NPR News. Pressure is building against the government of Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua. A bank recently sanctioned by the U.S. has shut down. And the Organization of American States met an emergency session yesterday to discuss sanctions against the country for anti-democratic policies. Maria Martin reports.
This week, it was revealed that the Nicaraguan bank called Bancor had filed a request for, quote, voluntary dissolution. U.S. sanctions against the Nicaraguan bank were announced last week by National Security Advisor John Bolton, who claimed Bancor was a slush fund for the Nicaraguan president. Meanwhile, the OAS met in emergency session to discuss activating the democratic charter against Nicaragua. Representatives from the U.S., Argentina, and Chile argued Nicaragua's government had seriously harmed the democratic order. But Nicaragua's ambassador maintained his country has complied with many international and opposition demands, such as releasing political prisoners. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
Today in Las Vegas, the focus is on union issues as part of the field of Democratic presidential hopefuls meets for a forum organized by the Left of Center, Center for American Progress Action Fund, and the Service Employees International Union. It's expected to focus on wages and working people's issues. Union leaders and their supporters worry the 2020 field of at least 20 Democrats isn't spending enough time talking about bread-and-butter concerns that motivate some working-class voters. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.